alibi. You're safe with us. Our man on the scene has had one too many sherries, so here's our woman on the scene instead. Brace yourselves, she's just been interviewing Chef Cleaver, who had the following to say. Nobody gets in or out of my kitchen without me knowing about it. I do 37-hour shifts, 8 days a week, and my eyes are always open to stop pilferage. Whoever killed the lovely Ms. Whiskers had to come past me to get the ice pick. I've got my list ready for the police, and they'd better be afraid. And now for more gossip. It seems Mr. Catsby's colorful past is finally catching up with him. Miss Garbled had been sending him love poems, Miss Balloons had been on dates with him, and Miss Du Boudoir was furious at him about some private papers she'd found under his bed. Meanwhile, Ginger had been causing a stir too. Miss Hilton had been sending her cat clothes. Farley Hatpin was in a rage about a charade she had performed. And the Bidoos apparently made a rather generous donation to Ginger's charity. I wonder what that was for. It's all a mystery to me, but please stay tuned for more news after these short messages from our sponsor.